Engage.
You find a super old legend from some native tribe in the Rockies about a creature that they described as a flying elk with, quote, sunset eyes that haunted mountains.
Okay.
But this is like, there's no etymology. There's no name, there's no nothing. It's a legend of a story, of a fable, of a tale. There's no index.
And there's been nothing since then?
I mean, you wouldn't even, Googling flying elk with sunset eyes comes up with nothing. I mean, you found this in a back of some bull.
Okay.
The evening progresses.
So Jeff's getting swole.
I mean, that doesn't take all day.
Yeah.
Unless Jeff's super swole.
Jeff's just not sure what his character would be doing.
That's
fair. He didn't see anything.
True.
He's not a researcher, for one.
That's fair.
I would text message what I found to the group.
Sure.
So, from what I saw, the best description was literally just the elk horns.
That, I mean,
and the eyes.
Even,
that's it.
Even that doesn't, like, you would have not described it as a flying elk at all. It's,
yeah.
In fact, the only sort of even close to elk description that you would have gotten probably was more from Magpie. And even then, yeah, it doesn't really track. I mean, if there's an illustration in this fable book, you know what I mean? It's going to be of like an oversized, like, moose, you know, with glowing eyes. That's not at all what you saw, but that's the closest thing you found. And even then, that wasn't necessarily helpful in saying, oh, it's a Yeti or something.
Yeah. It's a Wendigo.
Exactly.
I think by evening, I would be heading back to Wacker.
Okay. You can do that.
Seeing what kind of police presence is still there, and
does Truckee still have the headache too?
Yeah, you got a little bit of a headache.
But nothing bad?
No.
Okay.
If you get to, you can go to Wacker, that's fine. Wacker is, as far as I can tell from my Googling, it's not residential. So if you're there in the evening, I'm assuming most of the businesses are closed up. Not all of them, probably. But so access to the building is probably more limited. And the later it goes, obviously, it will be completely limited. But
what about the service entrance that we went in?
Somebody opened that for you.
Mm-hmm.
So
Jimmy did from the inside, right?
Right. He had connections.
What are you thinking, Jeff?
I don't know.
Any particular angle you want to take? Or are you just kind of
trying to figure out something to do?
Yeah.
Okay. So Jeff, you were at 311 South Wacker. Was there anything pertinent that you wanted to do?
Keep an eye on that surface entrance, seeing if I could maybe sneak in when somebody went through it.
Make me a stealth roll.
Nope.
No. You eventually somebody comes around and kind of gives you the old beat it feeling.
They make it known that they see me and they're paying attention to what I'm doing. And
yeah, I mean, again, to everyone else, this is a forgotten Chicago news story at this point.
Okay.
Anything anybody else wants to do this evening?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Did I not find anything in my search at all?
No, nothing super pertinent.
I'll order in and see if I can't work on the footage some more.
Sure. You can work on it all evening. You don't recover anything useful.
Okay, regardless of whether or not I extreme a roll or not.
Correct.
Okay.
We roll into Thursday then. Magpie, you wake up, head still uncomfortable. I assume the other two of you go to work then?
Yep.
Sure.
Okay. Where do you work, Schroeder?
So I'm a logistics coordinator. And so what I actually do is I help work on loans. And basically run logistics for a company out of Schaumburg, Illinois.
Okay.
So I essentially.
You work in and around your home then. You're not traveling a great distance. You're not.
Yeah, not too far off.
Okay.
No, I got tired of driving from inner city out to Schaumburg to the suburbs, so I got to fly it out there.
Fair enough. Jeff, where's the firehouse located? You more rural, or do you drive into the city more to deal with stuff like that?
No, the firehouse would be in the city.
Okay.
So you work a ladder in Chicago?
Yep.
At this point, if my headache is that excruciating, I will check myself into a hospital.
Okay.
Or at least a family doctor trying to understand
what's
going on.
You make an appointment for later that day.
Sure.
Like I said, it's not excruciating by any stretch of the imagination, but it's like a five, and you just keep like it's just like right here. It's unpleasant, right
between your
eyebrows. It's just you keep rubbing your forehead. You're making it all itchy and red and.
Right. Not. No weird dreams, nothing strange going on other than the headache.
No.
Okay.
I think in the boredom of like midday at the job, like the whole point of why I'm into extreme sports is because I just loathe what I do.
Sure.
It's a good paycheck, but I'm bored. I'd probably just send a message of, so where are we jumping next? Question mark.
Yeah, YouTube literally just pays me to do what we just did. I just didn't want to record it because it was illegal.
But he said it wasn't illegal.
Breaking into a building is kind of illegal.
Yeah, there's a couple of things there.
Magpie, after, you know, you kind of, you know, you leave your apartment, blah, 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 nice spring day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You notice like 3/4 of the way to the doctor's office, feel a little bit better. Feel a lot better. Headache hadn't quite gone
away. I feel better
the
further away from my apartment I get. I feel better.
I'm again shrugging for the audience who can't see. There's fresh air. Maybe.
I mean, I'm not going to cancel the appointment. I'll go. Sure. I'll talk to the doctor.
Yeah, you talk to the doctor, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Something, something, something. Here's some medication. He's giving you some strong ibuprofen or Advil. Come back and see me in, you know, 7 days if this doesn't help clear it up.
Something, something, dark side.
Right. So I'll jump in an Uber, tell him to take me back to my apartment complex. Does the headache start to come back as I get closer?
No. still pretty mild.
But it's still there.
Yeah.
Okay.
He tells you drink a lot of water, blah, blah, blah.
Sure. Yeah. I will just nurse the headache and start editing whatever previous video I have recorded for my YouTube channel.
Sure.
Which is called Rated MA. The initials of the character's actual name that if Cody wants to look at, can look at.
Deep cut for welcome. Something no one cares about.
Cody gets it, and it's funny.
I don't know that it is, but fair enough.
I think he was laughing at me, not you.
I wasn't looking at you. Do my best not to.
Schroeder.
Yeah.
In order for Fiverr to secure the loan that he's been working on, you do end up having to go into the city to get some paperwork signed.
Okay.
You end up downtown, one of the buildings, blah, 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 110 billionth floor, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, more pencil pushing that I just hate. Got it.
Mm-hmm. And you don't know if it's the stacks of papers or the fact that they didn't let you fax this form and you had to bring it down or whatever. Like, just, it's that kind of annoying shit day. You realize your headache is back.
Is back?
You can't really remember if it was there earlier, but by God, now at like 2 o'clock, like, you need to eat something. Your head is pounding as you stand in this office building.
Can I walk down, or can I go down 10 floors to the local lunchroom to see if there's something I can get out of a vending machine?
Yeah. Yeah, you're able to find something.
Do I notice if my headache goes away at lower altitude?
Give me an idea roll.
32 out of 65.
So you go down, you have a little snack, you feel a little better, headache's still present. But thinking about that, you're like, nah, that can't be right. So you push the button and you go up another 10 or 15 floors. And you, seems like the headache comes back.
Gets worse.
Mm-hmm. And so rather than getting out, you push the button to go up another 10 floors. And you feel that headache come on a little bit stronger.
I'll go up another 10 floors. See how bad it is.
Is
it just my head, or is it a real thing? That's what my character's thinking.
Right now, it seems to be real. It seems to be that there is, you get a kind of uncomfortable spine tingling feel the higher you go up.
You get to the top, and that's when the spike pops out of your head.
It's when you grow horns.
All right, I finish what I'm doing. And then I will work my way to the first floor.
Sure.
And see how much it decreases.
It's almost as you watch the floors go, you know, 37, 36, 35, 34. You don't know that it's whatever. Like, you don't know if it's just in your all in your mind, but you just feel it's like someone's turning
a knob. I don't know if it's psychosomatic, but I'm actually...
Right. You're feeling significantly better. But I'm seeing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when I'm done here, I'm going to travel back to Schaumburg, and I'm going to go to whatever local public building that is of significant size.
Sure.
And I'm going to test it there too. I want to see if it's just a Chicago thing, or if it's just in general.
Hard to say. You happen to find a building that, and I don't know how tall the buildings are in Schaumburg, but I can't imagine that they're massive buildings.
Yeah, I imagine 15 floors tops, probably.
Yeah, we'll say you're able to find something that's of decent size. You get up as high as you can riding the elevator, and you don't necessarily... You're not sure that it feels any stronger, per se.
Nothing noticeable, at least.
Correct.
Okay.
Anybody else?
I'd probably shoot a text message. I'd shoot a message like saying that. What I noticed.
Yeah, if I'm up in my apartment, is my headache worse?
Because
I am. A few floors up.
I mean, that's why your headache came back.
Right, right. Yeah, I definitely tell you guys, like, I made an appointment to go to the doctor when I was on the street. Pretty much went away. Further I go up, yeah, it's worse. It sucks.
Trucker, you having any issues at all?
You get a message back that says whiners.
Anything else anybody wants to do?
Head home, get in a bottle.
So you're telling Trucky all this?
About the headaches?
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not yeah, just absolutely. Asking, hey, is your headache still there?
Yeah, no.
We're asking how you are and explaining our situation.
Okay. Because apparently, for some reason, I'm not having a headache.
At all?
Well, if you didn't...
Every time they mention headache, you find yourself subconsciously scratching the middle of your head.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't actually have a headache.
It's because you didn't see the thing, man.
It's got to be psychosomatic.
You didn't see what I saw. It's fucking crazy.
See, my character wouldn't blow off the idea of something supernatural. But
okay. You also not having a conversation about it.
Oh God, no.
Yeah. I think we're trying to figure out whether or not we're all going crazy by ourselves.
So Lucas, where do you live exactly?
Lucas did not go through the map of Chicago to find an actual place, but like I said, I am probably
Slacker.
I feel
about
like
5 miles from the
I feel like
museum district
if
Chicago.
If I may, take a look at the building called the Aqua. That strikes me as a Lucas building. Google the Aqua.
I don't even have to. I already know it. So,
I can't believe I've never seen this building in Chicago.
I think.
Oh, absolutely.
I think this is while you guys were away. But I think Fiverr and Trucky might be having side conversations about why we even care anymore. Sucked.
I mean, we didn't know Jimmy B.
Yeah.
No.
We don't have any connection outside of this jump.
Nope.
We would walk away from this and be like, man, I'm glad that wasn't me. And absolutely. Go back to my normal life.
For sure.
And I don't have a normal thing where I'm being drawn into a really weird investigation that normally people who weren't police wouldn't be drug into.
So strangely enough, the rough distance from like the shed aquarium down there of what my mindset was is called Indiana Avenue.
Yeah.
So I can imagine that. I don't live in Chicago personally, so I imagine there's probably some apartment complexes in that area. That's about where I'm at.
It's all high rise.
If I look out my window, I could probably see the shed aquarium. That's about where I'm at.
Okay. Your headache has been nonstop, Lucas.
Yeah. After our conversation of being higher up and altitude making it worse, I would definitely like go down to see if that fixes it. And if that's the case, then I'd try to stay, ground level as much as possible.
Start sleeping on a bench in Lincoln Park.
I would say, yeah, with your apartment 30 stories up.
I mean, I'll find a hotel with like a ground level floor that I can take up.
Got that YouTube sure. money, son.
Yeah, I hear there's lots of people that have YouTube money.
more people that have YouTube money than you realize.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's good money.
It's enough for a couple of days at a hotel.
What's your credit rating?
30.
Get out of here with that.
Better than mine.
Mine's better than that.
In that case, Lucas, make me a credit rating roll.
That is barely a success.
He's a liar.
You can find, you can find a hotel for one night, but most of them don't have rooms on the ground floor. That's unusual.
I mean, any room that is not, you know, super high is gonna help either way. Even if it's like a second level floor, it's gonna help in terms of the way the headache is acting per altitude.
This is downtown Chicago too.
Yeah. Sure.
Have we noticed that medication doesn't help whatsoever?
Yeah, if you're all group chatting, you can probably figure that out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes.
I just wanted you to sit up and stop being bored. How tall is the firehouse?
Two stories, I believe. I just looked up a picture of it.
I would say most firehouses are not going to be much more than three stories.
I just wanted to know how far down you were going down the pole. I'm just trying to envision Jeff dancing on the pole.
The wheel. I want a fan to draw that. Nope. I want fan art of somebody drawing Jeff dancing on a pole.
I want to know when we're jumping next. Where are we going?
Maybe we need to go back.
How? We don't have a way in.
We made our way in last time.
Because someone let us in.
Yeah, I tried.
Try harder.
Thursday night, Jeff. Mm-hmm. You get a call. What do you do specifically?
I'm the guy who runs up the ladder. Goes into the building.
Okay. So, essentially, if you're the guy that goes into the building, a lot of times those are two-man teams. And a lot of times, particularly in high-rise situations, what's going to happen is you're going to go in two-man teams, you're going to go up the stairs, you're going to get everybody out. So you need to be fit as fuck, and you need to go up buildings at a rapid pace with 45, 50 pounds worth of pack on your back.
Yes.
Now, most of the time, thankfully, for most firefighting situations, a lot of stuff will be contained. But sort of just like, I mean, for those of us who think about the World Trade Center, you know what I mean? Like, you still have 80 floors to evacuate, even if it's only the 57th floor that's burning, right? So, you happen to get a call to one of the high rises. And as you climb up the stairs and are getting people out, you find yourself feeling extra exerted. You find yourself beginning to feel uncomfortable the more you climb, to the point where, you know, whatever your hook and ladder buddy is, like I said, these search and rescue teams are usually two-man groups. So, you know, whoever this guy is, Billy, Steve, is like, you know, come on, man, what's wrong? Why, like, we got to go. We got to get upstairs. You know, let's get the 62nd floor cleared. Guys are working on the 48th. Minor thing, shouldn't be a big deal, but let's get them out. What's slowing you down?
Well, yeah, is this a feeling of uncomfortable, or like I'm faltering physically?
You feel like maybe it's the pack, maybe you're not feeling well, but you definitely are, you know, you're kind of getting that blinding pain behind the eyes. And you want to, you feel like you want to, you know, you feel like you'd feel better if you could rub your temples. But, well, you probably don't have a mask on, depending on the situation.
Right.
But, yeah, you now find that as you go up and you're going up floor by floor, it's got to be bullshit, right? Like, the guy's messaging his text message.
This is me finally feeling it.
Oh, but feel it. You're feeling it acutely because you are walking up every fucking step of every fucking floor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Am I able to make it through the call okay?
Make a con roll.
59 out of 55.
It's a struggle. Like, it's enough that, you know, your teammate on the way down is giving you incredible shit and, like, asking, dude, are you really okay? Like, this is not that big a deal. Like, this is bullshit. We shouldn't have had to come all the way up here for this anyway. It was no big deal of a fire. He's kind of a slacker, though. But if you're Mr. Rank and File, you're usually the one admonishing him for not following through.
I don't know that he's really rank and file, but he's definitely a veteran.
Right. You're going to do the job that's supposed to be done.
He's probably significantly older than the guy that is running up with him.
And he's probably giving you shit for it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't help feeling like just something's digging into your skull.
Yep. Gotcha.
Feel much better once once you get some water in you, though. Back on the ground, obviously, boys took care of the fire. Really not that big a deal. You just had to go and evacuate the floors up above and make sure everybody was out. Friday morning,
I would like to
go ahead.
I would like to specifically start researching any other strange deaths or deaths in general at that building.
Specifically at that building?
Yeah.
Okay.
At Willis? Or not Willis, but Wacker?
Yeah. To see if anybody else has died of a random heart attack or, you know, anything else as strange has happened on the rooftop or anything like that.
Give me a library use or computer use.
While he's doing that, comparatively, how many floors were on Wacker at the rooftop?
Like 65, I think.
That's an ought 2. It's an ought 2 of my computer use to search.
It's about 1,000. It's about 1,000 feet total.
That is definitely an extreme pass.
Lucas, you don't find anything in terms of the you don't find anything in terms of anything else strange happening at 311 South Wacker. Mm-hmm. You do find, though, that just in general, Googling high altitude deaths are really unusual. And you actually find kind of a string on maybe one of the news websites that, you know, they make mention that there are only like 6 in the past decade. But what's really weird is 3 of them have happened in the last 3 months. And since you rolled,
are they all within the same time or area? I mean,
no. Well, I guess you could say these are all deaths. It's a Chicago newspaper, so it's all deaths.
Sure.
At quote altitude, I guess you could say, you find 2 stories. The other 2, like I said, it's all hyperlinked because it's a newspaper website, right?
Gotcha.
You find 2 deaths that happened in the last, or, you know, about 2 months ago. Not that they happened, like, in any specific time frame, but over the past 2 months, the 2 deaths you see, one is Nanette Chegesmi, and the other one is Mickey Shea. Nanette was apparently... Okay. Nanette was a triathlete stock trader who was found dead next to her apartment building's pool, which was like 300 feet in the air. Really nice apartment complex, pool on the top. That's not necessarily unusual. And Mickey Shea gives you a little bit more information in terms of story, because Mickey Shea was an iron worker who fell to his death. There's apparently a lengthy investigation because that is incredibly unusual. And there's all kinds of inquiries about blah, blah, blah. And you get the underlying suggestion that something happened to him and they're not sure exactly what it was. But like 10 years working on the high steel, blah, blah, blah. And then there was just, he apparently like took off unharnessed, running towards one of the cranes, which was bringing supplies up and down, and apparently slipped.
At what height?
Non-specific.
If she died at 300, it wasn't specific at the height.
Right. No, he was.
As of now, our minimum is, as far as I know, our minimum is 300 feet.
I mean, however you want to take that. He was up working. That's what on
I'm trying
a high
to.
Rise.
I'm trying to understand. At this point now, I'm trying to understand if there is a minimum to the amount or to the height of where people are encountering issues or
dying. Do we know what building he was working on?
That was my next question.
Yeah, it's probably listed. It's some new construction of some new apartment building, blah, 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 been under construction.
So it's somewhere between 300 and 1,000 foot.
Sure, yeah. I think you can make that assumption relatively easily.
How close to that building were these deaths?
To what building?
To Wacker.
To Wacker.
I mean, it's downtown Chicago. Are they Chicago, within a certain...
Probably
within a couple miles, probably.
Yeah, probably 5-mile radius.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the Chicago is obviously one of the largest cities in the world.
What was Nanette's cause of death? Was cause of death listed for Nanette? Did they list it as heart attack?
She drowned in the pool.
She was found dead next to the pool. You couldn't find an exact cause of death, but the paper would say no foul play suspected.
Does the paper say anybody witnessed it?
No. It was just one of those, you know, stock trader found dead on apartment roof kind of stories.
Age.
Her
age, his age.
Nanette was probably in her late 20s, early 30s. Mickey probably a little older, maybe late 30s.
So extremely odd for a heart attack.
I will start social mediaing both of these people and see if I can find any close friends or relatives and start asking questions. Did they start acting strange? Do they know of any other strange occurrences in the area? Like that sort of thing.
So you're going to start social
media? I am going to start just investigating this thing myself.
Okay. So you're just going to start messaging the friends and family of the recently deceased.
Yes. Trying to see if they, when's the last time you heard from them? Did they start acting strange? Were they complaining of headaches? Did they claim of seeing anything weird?
How do you want to approach that, Lucas?
Directly. I'm legit just messaging. No, like, look, I've got nothing to lose at this point.
Hey, I heard your family member died. Did they say anything weird?
Look, I've got nothing to lose. Okay. I mean, I can approach this in a way that says, look,
a strange my YouTuber friend, attacking.
Yeah, like, look, my friend Billy just died on this roof, and I'm trying to, I found out that your family member died on a rooftop as well, or your family member, I guess, dove off a roof. Did he dive off the rooftop? Is that what happened? Look, I'm doing what I can to word it in a way that is acceptable.
Just as effective as I would expect you to.
Did you totally just link yourself to Billy's death?
No, I said my friend died, not that I was there.
You said Billy.
My friend Billy.
Yeah, if he's my friend, I would know his name.
I'm going to
My friend Billy died.
Man.
Not right. that my friend deliberately died 10 feet away from me.
Credit rating, fast talk, persuade, and it's gonna be with a penalty die, and I wish I could do worse to you, because I don't see how this works well.
Can I throw you off a building?
No, I mean, you're working on getting the cops called on you for harassment.
Just jump out the window of your flat.
I mean,
the penalty die is the Lucas, penalty die at the hundreds place.
I mean, correct. I've never said this before, but Brady is being really nice.
I succeeded both times on a fast talk.
It's just because he hasn't fucked it up yet.
Oh, there's plenty of time.
I succeeded both times on a fast talk, and I actually just got 15 out of 30, so that is a half for fast talk.
Now I know Lucas is cheating. Oh, yes. Please hold up the die to the...
Hey, you can't read your own shitty dice. We can't read it through your shitty webcam.
That's actually a brand new webcam with 1080p. Fuck you.
For some reason, when mine focuses, it looks better.
When, as you're having...
Because it was a $50 camera from Amazon.
Sorry, as you're having this conversation, obviously you're getting a lot of no's and a lot of people shoving shit in your faces and a lot of people being upset. There is one person who says, essentially,
who
you get a little
cult
bit more
lady and sacrifices.
No, instead of like just getting the regular like fuck you. Be like, hey, I don't believe in that shit. I don't care what anyone else says. There's nothing up there, and that's got nothing to do with him. And then they block you on social media.
Stating that there is nothing up there and nothing happened. Sorry, can you please repeat that? No, there's nothing up there and it has nothing to do with him, is what you just said?
Correct.
So then that indicates that at least one of those two people stated that they saw a thing.
This happens, to be like maybe a friend of Shay, like a fellow iron worker.
Okay. So does that then indicate that Shay said he saw a thing?
I will.
Shay ran off the building.
If he is an entity, then he was mentioned prior to my asking. Correct?
So, this is word of mouth from somebody else that was supposedly up there. Other than who you're talking to.
Right.
Because the person that died was running and slipped off the iron. Nothing came from the mouth of the person that died. Because they wouldn't have talked to somebody in the process of
that's
dying.
Not the way I'm hearing that.
I understand that.
That doesn't mean they didn't. No, that doesn't mean they didn't see a thing before they jumped and mentioned it.
So, oh, fuck, there's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, let's be logical about what we're talking about. Because that's not how it worked.
But that's the way I hear it. When you say
well,
he,
yes, that, I mean,
we
that's,
understand that your that, mind doesn't function properly, Lucas. That's not what we're discussing right now.
I mean, that is how most of these conversations where we end up telling you you're dumb start, is you hear things the way you want to hear them.
Oh, I'm going to wake my kid up. Jesus Christ.
That needs to be snipped Discord. Because I think that little
bit needs to be added to every dumb thing that he says.
Anyway.
Do you understand what we're telling you though? Like why we're saying what we're saying?
I guess not because sense? the way I heard the conversation was that he indicated an entity. So yeah, then what am I misinterpreting?
We don't have any kind of context.
Okay.
We don't have any kind of context as to where that comment came from or what it was about.
Right. I guess my question is, was when the individual that I spoke to said he, was he referring to Shay or something else?
The pizza.
Because that's the way I'm hearing it.
For all we know, it could have been the pizza guy.
Irregardless, in the process of the person dying, they would have not communicated with somebody as they're running for their life.
Sure, but that doesn't mean that that person saw a thing days before deciding to dive off the building and said something to this other person.
I imagine he didn't decide to dive off the building.
Well, that's probably fair, but you know what I mean. Like, it doesn't mean that there was not some other encounter prior to leaping to one's death.
No, it's conjecture between the people that were up there when the guy died. Just like our conjecture. One dude said he saw something to the guy that you're talking to. The guy that you're talking to didn't see anything. So you're talking to the wrong guy. And then he blocked your ass.
Okay.
I really don't have any idea. I missed half of the conversation. I don't know what's really going on.
No, you're fine.
Jeff, he was talking to idea roll.
If Grady wants to reiterate, then that would be welcome.
They have discovered maybe that there have been stated in a way that I misunderstood. Six deaths from height in the last decade. Three of which within the past three months.
Okay.
There was a woman one of found which being dead next to a Jimmy pool. B.
Yeah.
There was the guy who fell off the iron.
What'd you roll,
Jeff? I got the idea. Roll 35 out of 60 or 65, I think. Get my sheet back up.
It occurs.
No, 80.
It occurs to you, Jeff, that Schroeder's supposition of the fact that there may be people who believe that there are things up there. Is a possibility, if that makes sense. That to the person that Lucas was talking to, there is no indication that any of that's all hogwash. But in order for him to say that that's hogwash, there's somebody else out there who believes.
Who did say something.
That's what I was trying to get to. Thank you. I guess whether or not it was the guy that jumped or not didn't matter, but someone
made
a claim that something existed.
Lucas, I love making fun of you.
I'm gonna fucking jump.
It's been a really long time since you've been able to do so.
I know. I miss you at D&D, man.
So
okay.
Anyway,
so with this, is it possible to search social media for a group that would have thoughts like this, or any kind of?
I'm gonna
like a cryptid group.
Yeah, just local. You know, we're talking National Enquirer stuff now, right?
Yeah. So like, no, I'm going to assume that sometime over the last few days, between the several of you, especially since two of you have good computer use roles, there's nothing at all in terms of Bat Boy or anything like that.
So nobody's openly talking about it that we can see.
Correct.
So do we need to make a roll to find that group?
Jeff, how good was your idea roll?
He beat it by half.
35 out of 80.
Okay, you did beat it by half. Okay.
Yeah.
If this thing that you're already assuming is something that occurs at height, the number of people who are going to have encountered this thing is relatively low.
Mm-hmm. So do we go find the local window washers guild?
Are they unionized? What?
One of my friends from high school actually owns a business that does this.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could.
I mean, what jobs would be up there?
Any kind Cleaners. Of utility repair, light bulb changer. If obviously there's light bulbs at the top of that building, that
cleaners, fire, right? Mm-hmm. Maintenance.
And cleaners and maintenance.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Inspectors.
Cody specifically mentioned how many light bulbs are in the top of that building.
He did.
Maintenance. I don't remember what the number was. So, yeah.
2,000.
I don't remember okay. saying anything of I don't the sort, know. But that's entirely possible.
No, you were talking about the
candle the top on top of the building.
Yeah, the cap. Yeah, you said 2,000 light bulbs.
I don't know that security would walk out that door at any point in time. I guess that's a possibility.
They gotta let him out.
Right.
Hang on. I think a cat is stuck in one of the rooms.
Sounds like a dog stuck under a bed.
Sounds like you guys are having a rough time with animals.
It is storming. Or it was, at least.
I don't know. I can't hear it with my headphones on.
So
these things block out pretty much everything.
What do you guys want to do?
If I'm getting nowhere in my research, I'm gonna start contacting these guys and seeing if they're being able to do any research at all.
Okay, so Magpie lets you know that he spent the better part of a day annoying the friends and family of two deceased people online and got harassing. That better information. And by the way, your stay yep. at the hotel is up, by the way.
Did we decide that we didn't actually find any local nut correct. Groups about high-end correct. Stuff?
Correct. Okay. And like I said, it occurred to Truckee that it is a small there are few people that if you're going to go on the supposition that something happens between 300 feet and 1,000 feet, that's a small window of people. Now, there are plenty of people that live that high. There are plenty of people that work that high. But it's not your average group.
How long ago did the other deaths happen, and in what time frame? Are we talking about
three deaths? Another
at least within
days.
The 2 months.
Three deaths within 60 days in the previous, not the ones we're talking about now.
Bill Barnes counts as one of the three.
I'm talking about the ones that are a decade old, the old ones.
The old ones are. There's
sporadic or yes, are they all correct. Concentrated within a certain amount
I mean
of time?
And some of them have answers, like one of them was somebody threw somebody off a building, you know, it was a
okay.
like somebody fell off a balcony when they were drunk, like
gotcha. I was just looking to see if this was cyclical in any way.
Okay, so the one
yeah there's no
the
like ones, strange moon or anything.
The ones that are explained, are those the ones that are further back?
Correct.
So all the ones recently are the ones in question.
Correct.
Seems to be the case.
So what the fuck happened in the last few months?
The plan.
What was the date again? I apologize.
To open up a portal to the netherworld.
It's late spring in Chicago, early summer.
Now.
So no like solstice or anything just occurred?
No. What you want to do?
I'm willing to bet our best bet is to try to get back up on that roof somehow. To look at the scene, if we can.
Cool. Go ahead. Be the fourth in 4 months.
Was there something in particular you wanted to do, Jeff?
In all honesty, I don't remember if I was about to do something or not.
Fair enough.
Yeah. You were just asking questions. I don't think you really were.
I don't remember what questions I was asking.
You're asking about the deaths. Well, basically what we had talked about while you were away.
Yeah. Okay, so the deaths that happened, how close of a vicinity to the building on Wacker?
I mean, within a couple of miles, because all the high-rise stuff is probably within, what, a 5-mile radius, give or take?
Okay. But it is spread around. It's not...
Correct.
Yeah, it's not all one building. And the elevation distance were, I think you said, 300 feet for the top of an apartment building, and then somewhere in between that one and Whacker for the iron worker who ran off the building and fell.
Going off of Lucas's supposition, then yes, you would assume your quote-unquote bottom number is 300 feet.
Let's just play another jump, see what happens. Anybody ready to go to the Sears Tower?
Well, yeah, but we don't have the connections that apparently Jimmy B did. Because he was correct. Connection.
Yeah, but the Sears Tower, you can just get up on your own to a relative high distance.
It's a tourist thing.
Not to the roof.
Yeah, but you can take the elevator with no floor all the way to the top.
There's got to be a security key to get higher than what you can actually go to, I'm sure. There's no way you can just go straight to the roof.
Just like the security key we used in Whacker?
Do you have one?
The Willis...
Well, we didn't use one, that's my point.
The Willis Tower has retractable glassed-in balconies on its sky deck, allowing visitors to look straight down at the streets 1,353 feet below. It's a tourist attraction.
Yes. Not to the roof.
Do we need to go to the roof if we're already higher than Whacker?
As you say, the shot that I showed you is 311 South Whacker from the observation deck of the Willis Tower.
Of the Sears Tower, yeah. Sorry.
If I Google map the Whacker Tower rooftop, do I see anything strange in the image?
No. Here you go, Lucas. If you wanted an option. For those of you in the audience, I have shared the Chicago's observation decks in ChewChicago.com, which shows you the sky deck, which is 1,353 feet in the air, and you can step out into a box and look out onto the street almost 1,400 feet below.
Yeah, it's scary as fuck.
It is scary.
It took us how long? It took us how long to plan this jump?
It costs you $26. It's open 9 a.m. to 10 p.m.
But it took us how long to plan this other jump? A year?
Because you did it illegally. 2 years,
something like that? Which changes how by going on the top of the Willis Tower?
Okay, tomorrow I'm going up.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the observation deck. I'm going to look out, and I'm going to see what I can find out, or see what I can
see
about the roof of the other one.
Okay.
I'll meet you there.
Okay. So, I think we're at Saturday now. I don't know if we're at Friday or Saturday anymore. The Willis Tower is busy, as you might imagine. Lots of tourists. You get in the elevator and ride up. You both start sort of wincing and as you go up because you notice that you've got a headache coming on and are... When are you going specifically, Jeff, during the day?
Yeah, probably late afternoon.
Okay. Do you actually want to go out on the sky deck?
Yeah.
Okay. You go out and you both are experiencing headaches and you're both kind of wincing and rubbing your head and you step out onto the sky deck and you look down onto 311 South Whacker and you feel kind of a cold shiver run down your back and you kind of that get a itchy, uncomfortable sensation.
Gonna look up.
You don't see anything in particular. It's a beautiful day, clear sky, but you feel incredibly uncomfortable at this height in a way that you never have on any jump you've ever taken before. Well, probably almost any jump. Lucas, can you make me a spot hidden?
It's an op 4.
Of course it is.
I wanted to fail that one.
It's got to be your imagination, right?
Yep.
Seems like a lot. It seems like a lot of people have some red marks just right here. You know, kind of like that acne you get right between your eyebrows sometimes. You're just being self-conscious, okay, though, right? I mean, just like Schroeder just touched between his eyebrows. That's self-conscious nature, sure, right?
Absolutely.
100%.
Sand check or no?
No. That's normal, right?
He never took sand for the first jump, by the way.
I did. I lost sand when I saw the thing.
He didn't tell you how much, though.
Three.
Yeah, it was three.
It was three.
Oh, maybe I missed it. All right.
Anything else you'd like to do? Dude, at
my,
the top of the
my pow is 80. No.
For now.
I mean,
I have no idea.
Trying to observe the other tower as much as possible, but
yeah,
try to observe. It's daytime, right? So
try to observe the other tower, but also try and observe this one. Is there a visible way to get to an actual roof? Is there?
I need some sort of roll, Jeff.
Spot I hate hidden to keep, or sneak?
I hate to keep going back to the spot hidden well. It's a bad thing for me.
Well, whatever it is, I got an ought six.
Okay, well, you're going to pass most things on an ought six, I suppose. Is this your sheet? It is your sheet. Well, hell, you even got things like mechanical repair, so... mm-hmm. Yes, you get the sense that there probably is some sort of access to the roof from here. There is a not public area towards the back. Obviously, there are plenty of people up here watching. I don't remember my trip to the back when it was still called the Sears Tower very well, but I remember that there weren't a lot of people allowed in the sky deck at one point, I don't think. And like you were sort of observed while you were there, so you're seeing things, but it's not like you are... You're seeing the ability to, that the security gets up probably another way and you could go back and access the rest of the building somewhere, but it is secured and you probably are being watched just to prevent people from doing something stupid.
Right. Like jumping off a building. Yes.
Yeah. That generally is, you know, considered a bad idea.
Yeah. So I see the other one, Lucas's character.
Yes.
Futzing around with the space in between his head, his eyebrows.
Correct.
Do I notice?
Ish.
Yeah. Do I notice the other people like he did?
It's one of those things that, like, once you think about it, you never realize how many people are doing a thing until you're doing the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, even right now, you're subconsciously rubbing that spot in your head as we talk about it. Like, it's human
nature.
No,
I'm doing it intentionally.
You start to notice, like, that you're rubbing your head, and then you think about it, and you're like, yeah, that guy on the bus was rubbing the center of his, in between his eyebrows, too. That, you know, that... was somebody doing it at the firehouse the other day? You know what I mean? Like, it, now that you start thinking about it, it's like really getting to,
if you're looking for it, you're going to see it everywhere.
Correct.
Okay.
Is that psychosomatic or is that reality? Is there anything you'd like to be doing during this day, Schroeder, while they're investigating the Willis Tower?
Probably regular day job and monitoring communication if they have anything to say.
That's up to them.
Yeah.
I believe it's Saturday, by the way, so.
Yeah, but work's a 7-day thing.
Gotcha.
Gotta keep the company moving. Anything in particular that you found?
Basically, no.
Okay, just headaches, psychosomatic scene, everybody itch their forehead for how Lucas.
How is the headache?
I mean, it's present. Yes. Like, okay. It is uncomfortably present. Like I said, it's not like blinding. It's not like you're completely impaired, but it is uncomfortable. And like I said, you've almost got that someone walking off over your grave, someone watching you when you don't know it, sort of uncomfortable, tingly sensation running up your spine.
Right, but the other day when I was on a call, I wasn't up this high, and it was debilitating. Is it comparable, or is it...
Yeah, you think maybe it was just circumstantial that it was debilitating one day and not the other? I mean, it's kind of like...
The extra exertion?
Yeah, maybe. You're not quite sure what you're dealing with.
Okay.
Anything else anybody wants to do? Okay. Everybody give me idea rolls.
Fail.
My normal roll. Oh no, that's a 96, not a 99.
So apparently Fiver notices at first, probably because he didn't spend the day in downtown Chicago, or maybe he's just more of a news junkie. You discover that there's been an accident at one of the apartment buildings in downtown Chicago.
Magpie jumped out the window?
Huh? No, but let's see. There's been an accident at Marina City, which is a pair of towers on the river.
Okay.
Somebody on the blobbity blobbit floor. Apparently, it seems like a party atmosphere. Right now, they're assuming that she was drunk and she fell off the building.
Fell off the building.
Yeah, take a look at Marina City.
Am I seeing this right? That looks like car park? And then the upper halves are, I don't know.
Correct.
Okay. Did they say how far she fell?
She was on the blobbity blobbit floor. She was up there pretty high. I'm not sure exactly how many floors it is, but she was probably like...
Pretty significant. It's correct. Showing, and they're all open air. They're not closed. Okay. So, party, drunk, fell. From higher than 300 feet.
Yes, I believe that it goes up to, it says 60 floors.
Got it.
Studio apartments.
And it's literally right on the river.
Really gorgeous views if you look at the thing that I shared.
No, it's pretty cool.
Lucas, are you here?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Your webcam's no longer.
I was Googling it on my phone.
No, you're good.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool. Another death. 4 in 3.5 months?
Yeah, probably less.
I mean, 2 within a week.
Correct.
Yeah, I know.